This programme will be repeated around the clock until Saturday. That's tomorrow at midday. And then you can hear the week's output. And then on Sunday morning, I will be here live once again. But right now, what I want to do is I want to play you this interview that I recorded last night with Andrew White. I told you I was spending ages trying to get hold of him. We tried Skype, we tried all sorts of things. Finally, we got a line, and I managed to speak to him, and this is what Andrew had to say. It's my pleasure to be speaking to Andrew White, who's currently in Baghdad. Andrew, how are things? What's been going on?
Well, been a tough day today.
Has it?
We had 10 Christians killed this morning in Batila, which is one of the safe areas in Kurdistan. And some of our people have fled up there to Kurdistan for safety from Baghdad. And now this has happened. So it's tough.
What?
Today, Maundy Thursday, and we've just finished our Maundy Thursday service and got ready for Good Friday. And so we remember the suffering of our Lord and the fact that the wonderful celebration with the palms last week, the palms turned to nails this week.
What can we do as Worship Radio 247 for you, Andrew? What can we physically do? How can we pray for you?
I always say I want people to pray for three P's. First one is protection for our people. Second one is perseverance in our faith, that we may never give up, that we may always love Jesus more and more. And finally, we need prayer that all the provision that we need to look after so many thousands of people will be provided. That's all. Protection, perseverance, and provision.
Andrew, do you know the people that have been killed today in Iraq? Those Christians, those 10 Christians that have killed, do you know them personally?
Yeah, some of them are our people.
And what is your response to that? What is your church, if you like, your community doing about that?
Well, all you can do is show love, even to your enemies. And we will help the family members get up to the north. We'll help pay their travel out there. And that's all we can do. The thing is, death is so much part of our life here. And tomorrow we all remember the death of our Lord. But in 2 days we remember the life of our Lord. And that is what gives us hope. That is the only thing that gives us hope.
What will your celebrations be like over the Easter period? You know, on Easter Sunday, we will be live, actually, on Easter Sunday. We'll be live from 12 until 3 in the afternoon here in the UK. What will your services be like?
Well, they will be very jubilant, and there will be much thanksgiving as we give thanks to our Lord that he is not dead, he is alive. And we start every service with the words, Allahumma, the Lord is here. And everybody shouts back, his spirit is with us. So we will celebrate that the Lord is still with us. And we will celebrate the words, Messiah Kam, the Lord is risen indeed.
Andrew, I'm not going to take any more of your precious time because it costs a fortune to speak from Iraq. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And we will be praying again on tomorrow's program for this whole situation.
And we pray God's blessing upon all of your listeners. And we pray that some of the glory that we know here may be there as well.
Amen. Thank you so very much, Andrew, and I'll speak to you very, very soon. God bless. As I say, it was a very, very powerful time we had with him. Right after this next song, we're going to pray for Andrew again. For those three P's. And I would love you to take it upon yourself as well, in your quiet time, to pray for Andrew and his work in Iraq. And pray for reconciliation. Pray those three P's that Andrew talked about. Right now, this is Good Friday. We're going to continue with worship. This is Paul Balazs, and All Because of the Cross. I'll bring you a reading also in moments.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Because of the cross, Paul Balazs. I think what we're going to do is we're going to pray in the third hour of this programme. for Andrew and those three P's: protection, provision, and perseverance. Not in that order. I got the order wrong again. Protection, perseverance, and provision. That's the correct order. And that's what we're going to be praying for in the third hour here on Worship Radio 247 online. As we continue reading from Mark and the 14th chapter, we're now at verse 53, and it says this.